Buone. Parshas Vayikra, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Dalet. Vayikra El Moshe, Vaydabra Hashem Elov, Moel Moel Lemor. Very first pasuk, Vayikra. Rashi explains that Vayikra is Loshon Chiba, Loshon Shemalachi Ashoris Mishdam Shimboi, Shenemar Vekoro Zeel Zeva Omar, Avnevi'e Umos Olam, Niglo Aleim, Boshen Arai Vetuma Shenema Vayikar Elohim El Bilon. Vayikra is Loshon Chiba, Loshon of love, Vekoro Zeel Zeva Omar, whereas when the Navi of the Umos Olam Bilam gets Nevuah, it's called Vayikar, Loshon Keri, Loshon Mikre. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets the Loshon Chiba. But as you probably noticed, that the Aleph of Vayikra is an Aleph Zira. It's a small Aleph. What happened? The famous Baal HaTurim on the spot. What says the Baal HaTurim? That Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Onov. And he didn't want to write Vayikra. He wanted to write Vayikar, Loshon Mikre. That's how he wanted to write about himself. Now you have to write the Aleph. Moshe wanted to raise the Aleph, and Hashem said, write the Aleph. That's round one. Round two. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "No, can I make it small?" And that he gets permission for. So you have two stages. Stage one, he wanted to raise the Aleph completely. That he wasn't allowed for. And he tries again, and obviously he gets permission. Hashem agrees to this, to write the Aleph Ktana. I saw a beautiful idea from Rabbi Yankel Galinsky in the Sefer Vigadato. Interesting idea. We learn from this. We learn from here, when a person has big aspirations, he aspires something very great, and it doesn't work out. It's not going to happen. So you don't just give up. You try again in a smaller form. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to raise the Aleph. No, permission was not granted. So Moshe tries again. Okay, can I write the Aleph small? Bava Kama, that pay Beit Amud Aleph, the Gemara darshens, Vayelchu Shreishes Yomim Bamidbar, Vloimatsu Mayim. Am Yisrael traveled for 3 days, they couldn't find Mayim, they couldn't find water. And they got tired, they were complaining, what are we going to drink? So, says the Gemara, that what's Mayim? In Mayim Elo Torah. And they were complaining, they were 3 days without Torah. Therefore, Nevim Shebeneim, they were Matakin, to have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. And then, within 3 days, you have Sunday, then you have a Monday, you have Kriyas HaTorah. And then, Tuesday, Wednesday, break, Thursday again, Kriyas HaTorah. And then Friday break, and you have Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah again. So because of this incident, that it was 3 days without water, without Torah, and they started to complain, therefore they were metaken that also will have the takon of Kriyas HaTorah, that we should always get Torah. Question is, what Torah? Obviously they were missing their life, right? Chiyus of Torah. So what type of Torah is that? Kriyas HaTorah. Come on, let's make a takon and have a good shir, a good shaila, a gewalt geteretz. Oh, that will give us life. But to read 10 psukim Kriyas HaTorah, you know, Beinenu, you know, it's not that inspiring, right? Especially Parshas Nesim, the same carbon over and over again. You know, for us simple people, it's not that uplifting. So what's the achievement? Teretz is. We have to know what Torah is. Torah is like water to fish. And for a fish, the fish obviously enjoys the big pond. But you know what? If he comes, when he gets down to it, he'll even a cup is good for him. If he gets stuck, he'll take even a cup. Even if you can't have the big shefa, you take the small shefa. Where do you learn this from? The famous Gemara in Brachos Des Samach Aleph, where it says, Ton Rabbonon, Pamachas Gozo Malchus Parasho, Gzeira Shlo Yasku Yisrael Batera. There was a Gzeira for the Malchus, not to learn Torah. And Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Papus Ben Yudah, found Rabbi Akiva, he was Makil Kilais Barah, being Vaisik Batera. Rabbi Akiva was publicly teaching Torah in public. So having yeshivas. So Papus told him, Akiva, are you not afraid of the authorities? So Rabbi Akiva tells him, Emshel Chol Moshel Ma Dovar Deimer. And he gives him the moshel of the fox, the shual, who was observing these fish, who they seem to be very, something bothering them in the water. So he asked the fish, what's wrong? They said, we have all these traps that have been set up for us. We're trying to escape the traps. The shul told him, why did you come? Come up to land. We'll live together. Zusammen. We'll live together. We'll integrate with us, without the foxes, and we'll be together. It'll be great. So they told him, do you think, they say about you that you are pikeach shebachayos. You're not a pikeach, you're a tipesh. Because if v'mokim chiyuseinu kach, v'mokim yisaseinu al chaskama v'kama. If where we live, we're in the water. It's our life, it's still dangerous. The things have to be very careful. So mokim yisaseinu al chaskama v'kama. Eventually, Papus was captured, and he meets Rabbi Akiva in the prison. Rabbi Akiva said, what are you doing here? He says to Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecho shenit pastel divrei Torah. You're lucky. You were called for divrei Torah, being punished for divrei Torah, and oil of papos shenit pastel dvarim betedim. But we see from here that water is like that. The Torah is like water to fish. Right? It's well known that the stipler, how he'll be alive when you give his shurim b'chadash chitz chidushim, but yet still. In being gavra le gavra kriyas haTorah, he wouldn't miss a second. He'd be learning a Mishnah. He'd read another pasuk. What's that? Why? That's not life. It's a dry Mishnah. That's what we learn from here. Just because you have the big aspiration, you want to have geschmack in learning, and when it's not practical, don't give up. You're like the fish. The fish will take, he'll be happy to stay in your cup. If he doesn't have the bigger pool, the bigger pond built, he'll take whatever there is. In the Tnuas HaMusar, Chelek Aleph, the story about Yisrael Salanta. So Rabbi Yisrael, when he arrived, went to Germany, and he came to this big port called Memel. Is this a place? Memel? Mamel? Memel? Some big port, and there the local Jews, they were, for them Shabbos was like a weekday. They would come to shul and daven, but they would load up their merchandise on the ships and unload the merchandise on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisrael came, and so the first Shabbos he was asked to speak. So he asked, are there any Litvaks over here? Are there any Jews from Lithuania? So he said yes. So he didn't speak. He wouldn't speak, didn't want them to hear. Next Shabbos he came, and he asked, are there any Litvaks? He said, no, there are no visitors, just the local German Jews. So he gave the following drosha. He said, look, it's very important to unload the schoira on Shabbos. It's necessary, but the writing is unnecessary. At least, let us refrain from writing on Shabbos. No, Makabel, okay? I'm not going to write on Shabbos. The next week, he spoke, said, yeah, to unload the ships is very important, But to load the ships is not so important. But we could wait till Sunday. Then we'll cover. And that's how he was mashpia lat lat. That's why he didn't want the Lithuanians to listen. They hear he's saying that. Think he's not precarious for saying that. But for the local Jews, that's what he told them, lat lat. Again, the same idea that we have to know. We have bigger. We want to tell them not the Milchal Shabbos, but sometimes you have to have Plan B, right? So you have a backup plan, which you go for bits, you go for mitzvah shashivas. So Bianca says over a story with the Chofetz Chaim that Chofetz Chaim once met a Talmud who got married. He had a very rich father-in-law, got a big kest. It's called kest. Being supported by his father-in-law, and he meets him a few years down the road. He's now a big veer, the Talmud himself. He went into his father-in-law's business, and he's speaking to him, and the guy's not, doesn't spend any time learning. Chofetz Chaim asked him why. What about the shul? He says, look, I learned in yeshiva. I remember the shurim of Naftali Trop, at the iyun, the kashas, the goddess of the sugya. I come to Shul Mincha Mariv, they just read the daf, like they're just learning some daf yomi. It's mamash, I know there's so much there, it's mamash shitchias. I remember from the yeshiva days how we look down at such people, just reading, skimming through it, missing all the kashas and the tirutzim and the yisoides and the chidushim. I can't learn such a way. And therefore, just learn. So that's a mistake. It's plan A is to learn chatchila vada. If you're still in yeshiva, then vakasha, learn biyun. But if you're now in business all day and that's the only shiur available, then you have to keep plan B. That means if that's the only shiur around and you're not learning, so you've got to join that shiur. That's what we learn from this idea. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be raised. He wanted the Aleph raised. It wasn't accepted. But Moshe said, okay, can have the Aleph small. Therefore, in life, you know, we like to learn when we're wide awake, we feel well, we're relaxed, have an interesting shiur, we're satisfied, we're not hungry. That's gewaldic. But what happens when you are tired, you're traveling, you're bothered, you're upset, you're angry? Now what? You cannot right now learn what you like learning. You cannot right now hear the shiur, you're not holding mechal. So now what? So that means space out? Take plan B. You have to plan B. Okay, so what can I do right now? I'm totally, my mind is all over the place. No, I'll read Chumash. I'll read Shnei Mikra, Chatargo. I'll do something. I'll say Tehillim. I'll do something. That's what we're learning from this idea. Just because you can't have things your way doesn't mean give up. Like the fish. The fish, will if he comes down to it, he will stay even in a cup of water. He'll stay alive. He will not say, oh, I don't have my conditions, I'm not going in. He'll be happy to stay in the water at any price. Same idea, they're traveling in the midbar, 3 days without water, without Torah. No, have Kriya Torah at least. Kriya Torah is also it's a good plan B. Interesting idea of Rabbi Yankel Galinsky. We're starting here the parasha of Karbonais. We find in the Torah is composed of many things which are obligations. Kriya Shema is an obligation. Sitting in the sukkah is an obligation. Bris Mila is an obligation. But some things are voluntary. Here we learn in this parasha. If you like it, you bring a shlomim, bring an oila. It's up to you. Don't have to, but you would like to do it, Vakasha. You want to be a Nazir? You can be a Nazir. There's some things in the Torah which are Rashus. It's up to you. The question is, Mimon Afshach. If these are important, so it should be an obligation. If it's something that should be done, so the Torah should tell me to do it. If it's not important, so why is the Torah, what's the point of having these Rashus? If it's necessary, it's necessary. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. What's the purpose of these few places in the Torah we have something called Rashus? Says the Stipler in the Birkas Peretz, there's a very, very deep idea behind this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Ahavat Hashem, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you get to Ahavat Hashem? First of all, the question is, how can we be commanded to have Ahavat Hashem? Physical actions we can be commanded to do. Right? You must eat matzah. Doesn't matter what you feel like. You have to eat matzah. You must sit in the sukkah. But how can we be commanded to love Hashem? I don't feel it. I don't love Hashem. We don't have control on our emotions. Or much less control. Physical acts, I can do like a robot. But how can I be commanded to do Ahavat Hashem, but I don't feel like the Ahavat Hashem? I don't have it. Can you love that chair? If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. So how am I going to come to love that chair? I don't feel it. What am I supposed to do? Well, the Rambam in Mador, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Perek Beis, he tells us how to have Ahavat Hashem. Says the Rambam, Yuzboinen Ha'odom V'maisov U'bruov Anifloim Agdoilim. You look around and see the creation, and you get a pachad, you get yira, and then you'll immediately be seized by a tremendous ava. You look around and see the cat and the dog and the tree, and you'll be seized by a tremendous ava, and you get to Ahavat Hashem and Yiras Hashem. That's the derech of the Rambam. But he also had the kasha, how to get to Ahavat Hashem. The Chovas Halvavos says he has a different approach. You must bring in on the toivos you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much goodness you get. You get your health, you get the things you need, and therefore that will create Ahavat Hashem. Okay, very nice. The question is, what about people who that doesn't do it to them? We have Tintum Alev, you know. We can go to the zoo and it doesn't change our life. We can see the tree and we have Tintum Alev. It doesn't trigger our hearts. My father's thoughts. And Tovus Hashem, okay. Maybe it will last for 1 minute. Next. So what happens to us? We have Tintum Alev. This doesn't work either. So what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to get to Ahavat Hashem? It's an obligation. How can we don't control our emotions? How are we supposed to get to Ahavat Hashem? Says the Stipler. The Mesillas Yeshurim teaches us that a person in Midas HaZrizus, that a person who's on fire, he's excited, then he acts Bezrizus. Right, there's something you want very much, then you go fast, you walk fast. I don't know what the example is. Where is your favorite match, your favorite team is because you have to play. You don't walk, you run. You go and run to catch a place to watch. Because things you're excited about, that creates an external zrizus. Says in Sisa Sharim, it's a two-way street. Even if you don't have any internal excitement, if you will physically do things with zrizus, that will generate in you an excitement. The same way that excitement generates an external zrizus, likewise external zrizus generates an excitement. If you run to shul, you don't feel it's tefillah, you know? I've done it so many times. But if you will make sure, you'll force yourself to walk to shul, I'm going to make it happen. And you go with zrizus, you don't mess around, you don't read the paper on the way, and you don't check your emails, and you just go straight to shul, then it will generate an excitement. That's what the Sefer Torah teaches us. So the Stipler, you want to know how to generate Ahavat Hashem? It's with the koach of isnadvus. If you're misnadev something, you give something up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will generate in you an avo. What type of isnadus do you have to give? It's every person and himself. Isnadus is anything that you feel you're not obligated. For example, you decide the Seder finishes at 11 o'clock, I'm staying till 12. I'm isnadev. Could be you hired to anyway. Could be yes, could be not. You feel everyone else leaves. I could leave. I'm a kabbal on myself. I want to be misnadev. I want to give kosher or a korban. I want to. I'm going to stay till 12. I'm going to do an extra hour. You're misnadev. Therefore, that will generate an avo. The same way that avo generates nadvus. Right? You love your child. You love your wife. So you buy. You misnadev. You give a presents. You give a child presents because you love your child. That manifests itself to be in, with external presence, this nadvus. Likewise, this nadvus will generate avo. Right? A person could be misnadev tefillah. You know, everyone else daven's regularly. Just reads the words. I'm going to be misnadev a shachris. Next shachris, I'm going to say every word. I'm going to say it slow. I'm going to think. I'm going to try and concentrate on every word. It's a korban for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because we don't feel we have to. So it's a snadvus. That will generate an avra. Because you're giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Stalker. I'm going to be a snadiv stalker. That will generate an avra. I'm giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That will generate your avra to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you feel that you're giving over. Says the stiper, says you, that's why you find by Bali Tshuva, they when they start, have a tremendous excitement, a tremendous avo. They love it so much. Even more than people who are born that way. Why is that? Because they feel they're misnadev. Even Klapei Shmaya Galia, the Mechuyev in Torah Mitzvah like everyone else. But you know what? From their perspective, they've made a decision. They could have been secular, and they decided to be misnadev Kodesh Baruch Hu. They decided to accept upon themselves all Malchus Shamayim. So it's a snadvus, and therefore it generates an avo. And therefore, definitely those people at the beginning stages when they feel their snadvus, not yet used to it, so therefore they have an avos Hashem because they really gave to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They made this difficult decisions. They changed their ways. They're giving a korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're giving themselves. That generates a tremendous avo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they can be on a high, they can be excited, they can enjoy their davening. Once Abraham Feldman told me, so he told me that Zor Shimon Osameach apparently. So a guy told him that, Rabbi, I used to daven, I just started davening, I'd feel like the tefillah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now I just read it. He told him, Shalom Aleichem, you finished being a Baal Tshuva. You finished being a Baal Tshuva. Now you're not like everyone else. It's an avoid. It's not going to happen by itself anymore. Now you have to work on it. But that's the idea. So it's a very beautiful idea. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, again, that's the answer to the question. We ask, what's the point of these korbanos? What's the point? If they're necessary, there should be a choiva. If they're not necessary, so what's the point? Hashem gave us in the Torah room for isnatvos, and we could use this as a tool for avas Hashem. Were it to be an obligation you have to bring, so you wouldn't feel anything. It would be like you're paying a debt, your prayer choivay. Hashem gave us room to be misnatif. Here you are, it's up to you. You don't have to bring the oila, you don't have to bring the shlomi. You want to do it, you want a room to make a cash for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, here you go, bring it, and that will generate an avo which you'll get back. Right? So everyone in their own life can observe and see how can they create their avo. What would they like to be misnadev to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Korbanos. What is the idea of korbanos? The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the idea of korbanos is that the Egyptians used to worship the sheep, and the Kasdim used to worship the demons, which look like seirim, look like goats. And the Indians till today, they have holy cows, and therefore lohitzim ilibom, to show how they incorrect. It's not avodah zarah. We definitely take these three, the sheep and the goats and the cows, and we makav them to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to show that it's a mistake. What they think is avodah zarah, it's a mistake, and the only way to cure an illness is to go to the other extreme, and therefore that's why I have to break the mental illness they have. That's what the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. The Ramban over here in Pasuk Tes is very, very unhappy with this Rambam. What do you mean? He says, Reach Nichoyach Hashem. All these things we're doing are just Loitzi Milibam. Loitzi Milibam, just to show that they're wrong. We have all these korbanos just for them. It says, Reach Nichoyach Hashem. So what does the Ramban have to say? Ramban says that by the chatos, you sin, so when you bring the korban, you feel that we're supposed to be sacrificed, so for the blood of the korban, it corresponds to our blood, and the legs of the korban being burnt are like our legs that did the vera, and we do a meisah, we sin with our actions, and with our mouth, and with our thoughts. Therefore, we do actually do smicha on the korban, which is tikkun for our actions, and we say vidui with our peh, and we burn the chalovim, which are against our taivas, the thoughts and the taivas. That's how the Ramban learns. That's, it says, aderech hagod, aderech hasoid. The Ramban, there's also aderech hasoid. Now, I didn't understand what the Ramban said in aderech hasoid. He said something. I didn't understand what he said. What I did see is the Meshech Chochmah. And the Meshech Chochmah, when he describes the Ramban, he says the following: the Korbanos is Elektri Ruchani. These are his words. Spiritual electricity. These are the words he uses. That's what Korbanos are. Elektri Ruchani. When you bring the Korban, it sends currents all the way, and it's mechaber the olamos and brings them all together. Okay, so we have machlekes. Rambam learns it's connected avodah zarah, and the Rambam learns that there Ramban, the Aruch HaSoid, it's a spiritual electricity. Zok the Meshech Chochmah makes a pshara; they both are true. By the bomo, we have korbanos we bring on a bomo. When there's no Beis Hamikdash, you can have a private altar. Have it in your backyard. Have an altar. There you bring korbanos. There is no Reach Nichoyach. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara in Zvachim. There's no Reach Nichoyach by a bomber. That's just Loitzi Me'avodah Zarah. That's what the bomber's for. But the Mizbeach is to create the spiritual electricity. Adkan the Meshech Chochmah. Fine. What's the message? We always try and bring things with a message. What message do we learn from here? Now you help me. What's the message we learn from this idea? Two drachim. There's the boma is against avodah zarah, and we have the mizbeach to create the spiritual electricity. Arabic, now you tell me a message. So I think the following, that We have two. There's two approaches to do a mitzvah. There's a negative aspect, and there's a positive aspect. Should I wear tefillin today or not?
Well,
the negative way would say, what choice do I have? If I don't wear tefillin, I'll be from the poshe Yisrael begufon. If you don't wear tefillin, you become a poshea. I don't want to be a poshea, I wear my tefillin. That would be the negative way of doing a mitzvah, because I have no choice. A positive way of doing, you know what tefillin is? I'm a chaber, I'm shabbat, my machshavos and my taivas. I'm a shabbat, a kodesh baruch hu, I get kedusha, pe'er, kaboz machos shamayim, it's gevaldik. That's a positive way of doing a mitzvah. So therefore, we have that choice. This concept we've seen is two drachim. The derech of the Rambam, just the negative. The derech of the Ramban, to create spiritual electricity, it's something we have every time we do a mitzvah. Why are we doing the mitzvah? Because that's what frum people do. We keep in Shabbos because I don't have my name on all the posters next week and I'll be thrown out of the shul. That's why I don't drive my car on Shabbos. That's the negative way. Or no, I want to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to activate, to generate the spiritual electricity. That's the message. It's up to us. We could choose. We could choose to be alive through our Torah mitzvahs. When we misgaber, we don't do an avera. We could choose to create this electri ruchani. It's up to us to choose. Says in this week's parsha, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Kol Chaylev Lashem. Kol Chaylev, all the fats go to Hashem. I'm going to read to you now, not from a Sefer Musar. I'm going to read to you now from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so don't think I'm saying it's not Musa. It's Shulchan Aruch, halacha. Like we learn in Mishnah Berurah, this is halacha. Okay, it might change our life. This is Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah, Reish Mem Ches, Siv Ches. It's from this pasuk we just mentioned. Harotze. Liskois atzmoi. Person wants to get a schus for himself. Yokuf yitzoy hara. Will overpower his evil inclination for yarchiv yodai and open out his hand. Dovo shu l'shem shamayim yemah toiva yofe. Anything that's for a shamayim, for a mitzvah, should be from the nicest and your best. In bona based filler. Base filler. Yeah, noe mi base yeshivasai. Should be nicer than the place you dwell. Hechil ra'ev. You're feeding a hungry person. You have lots of leftovers you could offer him. You know, you might even have in your cupboard some old tins no one likes. Right? You love it. You're happy to give it away. You might not even from the hech you want anyway. So you're welcome to take it. No, if you want to break your Yetzer Hara, give him the most tasty dish you have on your table. That cake you love, you raise the whole week for your wife to make you that cake with the chocolate chips on the top. Give him the best, not the leftovers, which no one likes from last week, from the freezer. Kisa Arum. Carving someone who needs clothes. So have some hand downs. have some hand down the kids, they've already grown out of it. Has a few holes, some patches. It's all worn and torn. Has some hand, you're welcome to take them. Yechasen ma'yofe shebeksusay. Best suit. Higdish dovor, yagdish ma'yofe shebenachasa. Give him the best. V'chenu oimer, kol chelev l'ashem. This week's parasha. Kol chelev l'ashem. Difficult because it's Yoki Yitzhara. Person feels, I want the best for myself. I'm good enough. I give him the seconds and the thirds. Shulchan Aruch says differently.
What does Shulchan Aruch say again?
The person should overcome his evil inclination and give the best he has. Okay, one last word. At the end of the parsha, there's a beautiful Rashi. You might not get there, because lots of Rashis to go till you get there. But I'll tell you a secret, okay? This Rashi is to be found in Perek Hey Posseg Yud Zayin. It's kedai to read it. I don't have time to go into it right now. But anyway, Rashi brings over there Rabbi Akiva. Zok Rabbi Akiva. Harei Oimer, Api Beis Eidim Oy Gimel Eidim. Two Eidim or three Eidim can testify. The question is, if two Eidim are sufficient to testify, do I need to be told that three Eidim are good? Right? If a two-wheel drive can drive it, so of course a four-wheel drive could go. Lama priyot lecha akosu begimol elul havi shlishi lahachmir olo lahasoyz dinoi kayoitze beilu lien oynesh vazoma. Means that if these Eidim are actually lying, this is a false testimony, we punish the third Eid like we punish the first two Eidim. Even though the third Eid could say, listen, I wasn't doing anything. Even if I hadn't come, these two Eidim were coming, so they would have lied anyway. I wasn't adding anything by me coming as well. No, you get punished a pishna Eidim, shloisha Eidim. The same way by shnei Eidim they get punished, you're also going to get punished in the same way. Why is that? Im ken onesh onash hakosuv l'nitpal lo ivra aveira ko ivra aveira. A person will get punished for being part of Oivar Avera, like the Oivar Avera himself. Even though I didn't do anything, I didn't add anything, everything would have happened without me as well. The fact you're part of it, you get the same punishment. And therefore, says Rashi, that's for Midah Peronus, Midas Peronus. The Midah Toiva is better than Midas Peronus. And therefore, Al Chaskama Vakama. She is sharim schar toif lenitpal loise mitzvah koise mitzvah. How much more so if there's a group of people doing a mitzvah and I join in and I'm not adding anything? They could have done a mitzvah without me. Nothing was achieved by me joining them. I would get schar for the mitzvah like them, like I did the mitzvah. I once heard a beautiful insight. You know, everyone gives that stalker. And you get a knock on the door. It's probably going to happen till Purim. Lots of knocks on the door. And said, need a donation. And you say, listen, wonderful organization. You give poor people food. You visit the sick. You do wonderful things. You have a wonderful yeshiva. Look, I have my obligations, and I've already given above and beyond my stalker. Allocation. So I'm sorry, can't help you. So I had a beautiful idea. You know what? Give them a shekel. Shekel? They have a budget. They're in a minus 3 billion budget. The mayor yeshiva come to your house. They're minus 3 billion. My shekel doesn't make a difference. You're right, it's not going to make a difference. But you know what? What you gain? Your nitpav le'oisa mitzvah ko'oisa mitzvah. Your shekel won't make a difference. their accountant's not going to notice if your shekel came in or didn't come in. But you know, you're part of it. You're nitpa lois the mitzvah. You like the third aid. So all these people come. If you want to, help them, bakasha, but give them something. If you're coming, you say, listen, I can't help anymore. I can't do more than this, but here's my shekel. 10 shekel, whatever you want to give, whatever. I want to cut you down. Whatever you want to give. But give something, you're part of it, you're nitpal le'oise mitzvah. I phoned up the rope, and I want to argue with him a bit. It's a bit different than Eidim. Eidim, the third Eid, has the power to give the Eidus. He has the potential to give the Eidus. Okay, the other two guys came first, but we could have taken him. Him, I want shekel, doesn't have the potential. But it's mashma, it's a din krali. Mashma, it's a din that nitpal oisa mitzvah, oisa mitzvah. It's even if you don't have the own power to help out. Chonos and Sefer Torah, right? There's 1,000 people dancing. Who needs me? If you come, you nitpal oisa mitzvah, oisa mitzvah. That's what you're doing. You're becoming part of it. Even though, if you wouldn't go, it wouldn't make a difference. Yeshakoya, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.